all back.
I know, it's because I've just been hoovering, I've been racing round. Right.
Do you like?
Well, yes, we're both a bit warm, aren't we? No, there's something else. We must visit to lunchtime. Will you come sit down?
Stare me at that cat.
Come on, come sit down, please. What, Purdy, is she on the stairs?
Mm.
What's she doing?
Just licking herself.
Looking back at you. Right, sit down, please, love.
I said I don't want anything to eat.
No, you've got to have something, even if it's very little. The trouble is, we had a late breakfast. Now, Luke's mummy has asked if you want to go round to Luke's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said we would. Well, you would.
Yeah.
You must have a bite to eat, because if you have tea at Luke's... What happened?
You hurt me.
Oh, that, was it my thumbnail?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, love. Do you know when I was lifting you... Well, I wasn't lifting you, helping you into your chair. I thought I felt something. Well, you don't know what time Luke's mum's going to give you tea, because she said you could have tea. And also, you don't know whether you're going to like it, because you know you're quite fussy.
So, oh, yeah, I hate pizza. And give me pizza.
Well, you had pizza once before, but... I think today it might be something like chicken nuggets. But whatever it is, Thomas, please, say thank you and try and eat some. You must eat some.
Even if I don't like it, I'll say thank you.
Of course you must, yes. And try it if you think you like it.
Yeah.
Right, are you listening to me now?
Yeah.
So, we don't know what time you'll be eating tea. We don't know whether you like it when you get it. So have something, even if it's only a bit of apple and cheese now. Because you mustn't be hungry later on. Thomas, come on, we're rushing now. If you're going to Luke's, you must hurry up and tell them what you
something
want.
Something
sweet. Yes, but what?
An apple.
An apple. And would you like a piece of cheese with that?
Yes, please.
And would you like some bread with that?
No, sir.
Some toast?
No. I want two things.
Apple and cheese. Mm. What about some quavers?
No, yes. Not too good. Have honey, can I have... there's Luke's sweet and Luke's crisps.
Yes, you can. Now, please.
Otherwise, the only thing I've honey loops.
You don't want honey loops. Who loops?
Mmm.
Listen, because we're rushing.
Yeah.
I don't want you to rush and spoil your meal. I want you to enjoy your meal, but don't mess about at the table and make lots of crumbs.
I will rush my meal.
No, you won't. And then what we'll have to do is we'll have to perhaps do some taping later on when you come back.
When I come back.
Because it's a shame that somebody's asked you out if you can't go.
I'm not eating so much of it.
Well, try your very best. There you are. That's some nice cheese. We did actually have quite a good breakfast, didn't we, when we had breakfast?
I want to make a cheese house.
A cheese house?
Mum, can we talk about cheese houses?
We can talk about cheese houses.
With who?
With me? Oh, that's amazing. Hey, Mum.
Cheese beezies.
I must admit, I don't actually know what to have. Let's see if we've got some crackers.
Rock crackers.
Oh, no, not corn crackers. Crackers like Ribito. Probably just have a sandwich. Would you like a piece of this bread? No. What about a drink? You'd like a drink? Thomas, would you like a drink?
Saying mm today.
You're not saying mm. You can say mm and you don't get anything.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sitting down in a minute for
yes, my... Yes, please.
Or smell
the glass.
That shows I broke the box and I dropped it, did I? When you went down there, did you see another box?
Mm. I think I did. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And obviously that's what I've done then. I've dropped it and broken it, which isn't very helpful, is it?
No. I just didn't want it.
Sorry?
I really didn't want it.
Well, I did want it really, yes. Because it's the box we keep the tapes in. Whereabouts did you see it, Thomas?
Right near the wooden table.
Did you really see it or not?
Yeah, I did.
Whereabouts? I can't see it.
I think it flung right. Yeah, it flung right onto the room.
Come on,
it
flew
over there.
Listen, if you want to go to Luke's, we've got to rush. And we've other things we've got to do before we go out.
Cheese in.
Well, don't tease today, tomorrow. That's not really good. We haven't got time. Have we? You're right, little teas, aren't you?
Ben?
You're right, little tease. Teasy Weezy.
And cheese, wheeze,
what? Now, what did I say?
Cheesy
Weezy. Right, sit up. Put your feet in front of you. No messing today.
Be snorty.
You can. They're good now you've got them. Couldn't think of a word, could we? Hula hoops. We could just think of honey nut loops. Mm. Your eyes, you look so tired today. You're not feeling so good?
Yeah. I am really.
You are feeling good, really. I feel very warm, very hot.
I'm going to Luke's new house tomorrow.
His new house?
Yeah.
I don't think he's got a new house, do you?
Yes, he has. The first one lives in a new house.
This is a new one on me.
Pardon?
So that's a new one on me. He lives in a new house? Mm. I don't think so. I think we should be going to the old house.
Isn't there going to the old house to Rolly?
Pardon?
She's going to the old house to your old one.
Oh, I don't believe that. Put it this way. So we walked past Luke's house about 2 days ago.
Yeah?
They still live there. There was no sign of the house being up for sale. Nobody mentioned anything. His mummy's phoned today and said, "Well, Thomas like to come round." And she didn't say, "Oh, and by the way, we've moved." So I would imagine.
His dad moved, but they told me, and they said, "Tell your mum my dad's moved."
Right, I see, Thomas. We do know quite a few people in this house. Ah! The lid of the box is there. It's still on the box, look. Silly one. You won't ever touch these tapes when you're done.
Why?
Well, because they're all labelled and ready for collection.
Do you collect tapes?
Well, I collect them until Janine comes and then I hand them over. Only we've got a bit muddled up with them because we've been... You know,
some hours.
Well, sometimes we go into the university, don't we? And when we do that, we don't tend to take the tapes with us. So we've got a nice little collection, huh? Which, they all belong to Janine. Janine needs them all.
Drink!
Thomas, will you stop being rude? Thank you, that's better.
When I went to the hill, I didn't know what to do.
Have you said there wasn't any salad in the fridge? Two bags of salad, as I can see. Perhaps he didn't think it looked very fresh.
Look, it does look fresh to me.
Well, I think it's looked a bit better, but it's certainly not often. It's well within the date.
Look, Mum. I'm the king of the garden. I've seen it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're dirty yet.
Well?
I said I don't think you're dirty yet. You've not been out to get dirty, have you?
I'm the king of the castle, you're the dirty rascal.
What we'll do after lunch, brush your teeth. A bit of a freshener. And then off.
We trot.
Off we trot. And we'll trot to Luke's house and just hope when we get there.
You're in.
But he's not moved. Because that would be a real nuisance, wouldn't it?
I forgot to give him a nap.
Yeah. And Joshua's just moved.
And I know where he's moved to.
I know, he's right near a railway track, actually, Thomas. Because I went the other day and had a nice cup of coffee with his mummy.
To hear lots of boo boo boo.
Well, not particularly while we were there, but I could hear trains going diddly dum, diddly dum. And when we left the house, we actually drove alongside the railway track. It's ever so near. Not as near as when he was when he lived at school, because he lived down the same street as school, didn't he? He's not that near, but he's a lot closer than I thought when his mummy first
came. You know my dinner lady, Mrs. Rose?
Yeah.
She's not in, but guess what?
What?
Josh lives right next to her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that before he moved?
Well, she's moved next to Josh me again.
I don't think she has.
She has.
It's funny, actually, how many dinner ladies live down that road. It's so handy having a job near the school, isn't it?
Mm.
And one or two people that go to church, like Barbara and Anne, are now retired, but they used to be in the ladies and they live on Poplar Street. Just imagine living so close to work.
Mm.
And Adam's mummy's a dinner lady, isn't she?
Does he work there?
And she doesn't live there. She has a car, she has to drive. Does Adam's mummy help actually in the dining room? In the hall at lunchtime, or is she just in the playground afterwards?
In the hall too.
She's both places. She's watching you have your lunch, is she? And then she's outside, supervising everybody in the playground.
So they don't go out of the gate.
Mmm, good. Good, because that front gate's a bit vulnerable, isn't it, right there?
Mm. Guess what? The other foot, look! Right. It's
hello, good.
Look, you know that thing that stabs down in the ground, there's a little hole, look.
For the gate, yes.
That's very loose, because yesterday it was not there.
Oh.
I have dinner ladies.
You told them, did you?
Yeah.
Good boy.
This is.
That is pretty wordy.
What wordy wordy? Oh, genie, oh. It's pretty wordy. It's pretty wordy.
I bet she sits on that bin bag. It's empty and it's clean. I bet she does. She's having a little look. She looks puzzled. What's the matter? She would. You could tell, couldn't you, that she was settling down.
Yeah.
Poor old birdie. Oh, come and eat up Thomas' place. Come on, quick, quick.
I don't want any more.
No, come on, you must eat some. Have some fruit. You haven't eaten any apple yet.
I'm
going
to eat my cheesy. Let me squeeze up.
And try some apple.
Cheesy, birdie birdie.
Thomas, no. Turn, put your legs down, turn round and eat over your plate.
I just realised Birdie was down here. Now she's seen the cheese, haven't she?
That's alright. You just eat what you need, please.
But you just need to be.
No, I think she's all right.
I hope she does not see cheese.
All right, so I'm going to take a piece of this apple, Tom. Is that all right?
Off she trots.
Yeah, she perhaps wants to go out again.
Uh-uh. I hope it doesn't go from the outside and goes again.
I can hear an aeroplane, can you?
That's a squibbles. That's a squibble. Not one of those police helicopters to call squibbles.
Yes, but that's not a police helicopter, Tom.
How do you know? Because the one on video, were like that?
They did.
So?
Well, we do get the police helicopters around here, don't we, but... I don't think that is. That's just
Why?
A plane droning on.
Why do they get police helicopters?
Well, presumably if somebody's done something naughty and they're looking for somebody. And I think once there was quite a bad accident and the police helicopter just stayed above shining a light down. Because it was night time and then the people working on the ground could see what they were doing. And we live very near to Heaton Mersey Common, and I think sometimes when people have broken into houses they dump things on the common, they drop bags and then run away, don't they? Mm. And the police helicopter can see places that police cars can't drive to. So that's quite lucky.
Might say no, 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 please, but they might forget there's police helicopters.
Oh, yes. I think they'd know when the police helicopter was chasing them. There isn't really a lot of places they can hide from the helicopter. Big eye in the sky watching them.
See you on Stonewood. I see you on Sneaky My Apple. Woo, woo, woo. I won't really rest yet.
Good. As I didn't really steal it, I said, oh, I'm going to have a piece of this apple, Thomas. And I said, took it from your plate. I told you I was doing it.
Mm.
And also, you said you didn't really want a lot. Eat up, please, otherwise...
There's a big eye in the sky.
Mm.
Cheese, let Louise out. I wonder where Louise lives.
Louise or Louisa?
Louise.
The lady who plays the organ with the dog is called Louise.
I need Louise.
What's she doing?
Wee.
You going to the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wee babies.
Yes, it's a newspaper, isn't it? Picture of somebody, three babies. Oh, there's Purdy crying. She might want to go out.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mum.
Bye-bye.
It's not
It could, wouldn't it? Right, we're in the conservatory with the train set on. And somebody else is with us.
Oh, yes.
Having a little sleep.
Mm.
On the mat.
I snoozed!
Oh. You've not really told me what happened when you went to Luke's house, Thomas.
No, I just don't want to talk about it. Just get on!
But you had a nice time, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what did his mummy give you to eat? Because you seem to really enjoy that.
Green pasta and plain pasta.
Green pasta and plain pasta.
chips and tomato sauce.
Chips and tomato sauce? Pasta chips and tomato sauce? Was there anything with the pasta?
No.
I thought there was some meat, you told me.
Not meat.
What was it?
It was green pasta, plain pasta.
Green pasta and what pasta?
Plain.
Oh, plain pasta, yes.
And tomato sauce and what?
Tomato sauce.
And chips.
And chips. Mm. You're playing now with your telephone, aren't you?
That's my emergency.
It made me laugh when we got to Luke's house, because as we walked up the hill,
yeah,
he was there with his little hat on, wasn't he?
I thought it was Grace's.
Cousin?
I thought it was Grace's hat.
Did you think it was Grace's hat? Grace is his sister, isn't she? Well, I just heard him. He looked really excited because I think they just arrived home, don't you? He was getting out of the car. And you shouted. He shouted, Tom, Tom. And you said, oh, Luke, I like that nice summer hat. He was using a walkie-talkie or something, wasn't he?
It was a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie, a walkie-talkie.
Mum, can you just excuse me? I'm just reversing my vehicle.
Oh, well, you're using a toy mobile phone to make the sounds of a vehicle reversing. And you're backing up the... What truck is that? Skip lorry. That's a very good sound. Oh, sounds a bit more like a mobile phone now.
What? Well,
we've got a train track in here. And we've got all sorts of diggers and dumpers and builders equipment, haven't we? So what are we going to do?
Building what we did before.
Building what we did before?
Yeah, we moved the track and that crack.
Or repairing a crack in the track. Well, that rhymes. Repairing a crack in a rackety, trickety, rickety, trickety track. Repairing a crack in a rickety track. Rickety, rickety, rickety track.
Mum, come on. You just go and then go like that one when you don't want any more reversing. Go like that
so
one.
So I've got to pretend I'm backing you out, have I? So I'm like, well, I'm keep going, come on, come on, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, right, whoa, stop now, stop, stop. Okay, off you go, you should get round now, Mr. Builder, or whoever you are. Who are you, the skip lorry, are you going to spin that?
Well, yeah, I'm the spin man.
Are you? And what are you picking up today?
There's meat, this wood, and the trees.
Right, you're picking up wooden trees. There seems to be a fire engine and a cat lying on its side. Is that Bob the Builder's Bob the Builder's orchard?
Yeah, there was only a model of it, but someone didn't want it.
Oh, I see. Oh, so it's not a real plastic cat?
No.
It's just a model that somebody didn't want. Well, I would imagine there are lots of little children that would like a model of the orchard, Bob the Builder's pussycat.
No, but she tried everybody in the world.
And she couldn't find anybody. What's about Miles next door? He likes Bobby Gander.
We can't find him, they're not there.
Oh, well, we could always keep it for him, couldn't we?
Okay. There we go. There's no cat food there anyway, so it's clean already.
Well, if it's only a model cat, it won't need cat food, will it?
Okay, there's cat food.
Does a model cat need cat food, does it?
No, but just paint it, tin of it, and put some glue around the edge, so the tin don't come off.
Don't understand, why would we be painting a tin of cat food?
Well, really, get the tin of cat food, put glue all around the surface that the tin needs to go on, and then when you put some glue near there, then it attaches on, so then people go, to get a cat food.
So it's a trick?
Yes.
So really you get a... Would this be a full tin of cat food or an empty tin?
A full.
A full tin of cat food, and you sound like you're going to put glue around it.
Yeah.
And put it next to coaches, and then when people try and pick it up, they can't do it because it's still...
They're picking up, yeah. But then they got... How does this bottle not on?
Do you know something? When mummy and daddy used to work, this is going back many years now.
We're building!
I'll never tell telling you this story. Near the payphone, somebody, near the payphone, the telephone, like a telephone kiosk, when it was inside, somebody had glued a 10-pence piece, you know, a silver coin, to the ground. And I must admit, the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, somebody dropped 10p, and I tried to pick it up, and I couldn't because it was glued to the ground. And the number of people I used to see going to pick up that 10p, and every time they tried, they couldn't because somebody glued it to the ground. It was quite funny. It was annoying because you thought, oh, great, I found 10p. There was no way you could lift it up.
Need to
guide
my truck through.
Okay, gosh, it's full of it, it's the front. Is that a real fire engine or a broken fire engine?
Broken.
I mean a model fire engine.
Model fire engine,
yes.
It's going
dead.
It's in a model machine.
Oh, is it? Alright. Okay, yes, keep coming, I'll back you up. Can you see my hand? Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Whoa, 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 whoa. Does that remind you of anything?
Yeah.
When you and Daddy dropped me off at work the other night.
No.
What happened?
Dunno.
Well, Daddy was having a job to see and I was going, right, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Do you not see me reversing him round, helping him, guiding him?
No. You're guiding me.
I'm guiding you, I am. Oh, stop, stop, you're going to hit the train track. There's quite a lot of rubbish actually around the place, isn't there?
In the street.
Did you enjoy that chocolate lollipop you had at Marks and Spencer's the other day?
Yeah, but more. Come on, Billwood.
Do you know what reminded me of the lollipop?
Billwood, Mum.
What's my building?
Only railway.
Hmm. Again?
Yeah.
That's all I seem to do here. Oh, I can see a major repair that needs to be done.
What?
Look at the truck over there. Oh, there's two bits in that track that are broken.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how am I going to mend it? Do I need some equipment?
You just stick it together and glue.
Well, I don't think that's how people mend proper railway tracks.
I'm attending.
Oh, I see. Is this a model railway or is this a railway?
Model.
Oh, I see. Everything's a model, model size, is it?
Yeah.
A little bit like Legoland.
Okay, it's Legoland.
Is it Legoland?
Well, what are things you need the things are stuck, but the lorry isn't. Right. What you should guide, you need to guide me.
You need to guide, dear. Right. You keep reversing, keep reversing, keep reversing, keep reversing. Whoa, 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 stop. What's this? Oh, it's the head off somebody. Right, it looked like an orange. Right, now you've reversed, what are you going to do? You like those looking noises, don't you?
Mm.
The trouble is you're not saying an awful lot of time, you should even need to do the talking.
This is the neat one, and that's the forward one.
No, is it? I thought that was a reversing one.
I just changed.
I suppose you could have it.
Here's all the models from Lego. This is from the model land. This is all of it.
Right.
And we're Lego land.
Yes.
Come on here.
Oops, a daisy, 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 daisy.
There you go. All the things from Lego. All the things from the other land.
What was your favourite part of Legoland, Thomas?
The one with the toilet,
the toilet. The toilet? Oh, yeah. That was funny because Daddy went into the toilet. You didn't want to go. Daddy went to the gents' toilet. And he came out and he said that when he shut the toilet door, there was a lot of laughing and rude noises, and he thought that's strange, and then he realised it was coming from his cubicle. And then I went to the ladies, and in the ladies, when I closed the door, I heard the sound of somebody going la 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 la, scrubbing their back. They're supposed to be having a bath in the bath. Scrubbing their back in the bath. And then you heard a toilet flush, and then you heard a lady say, come on, wash your hands. So when Mummy and Daddy came out and told you about all the exciting things, you suddenly decided you wanted to go to the toilet, and the rest of the visit, you wanted to go to the toilet all the time. But the boys' toilet must have been much ruder than the girls', because the girls were nice and civilised and polite.
The boys'
one. Yes,
what?
And
the one was...
That's right.
Yes, open the door. And then I was in when I said, next, open this door.
Yeah. When you opened it, she closed the toilet door, it sounded like somebody was whistling and using the toilet.
Yeah.
And the toilet doors looked like Lego in the ladies, did they, in the gents? In the boys' toilets?
No.
They were
red, the gents.
Yes, but it was Lego blue, it was like Lego bricks, wasn't it?
Five names.
Oh no, just wanted to take my glasses off. Hold on. Let me put my safety goggles on for building site.
Oh.
Right, back up.
Oh, whoa.
There's lots of rubbish on the ground. I think you need the dustbin line to pick up all these bits of models. Broken bits of models.
Can I go yet?
Yes, you can go. I like the dungeon, Thomas. Not the dungeon, the castle.
This is the dungeon,
yeah.
Where you need to, when it's dark, you need to put things.
And you got a sword, didn't you?
Yeah.
And
you went...
You know somebody else you went to Legoland, haven't you? Who's that?
Luke.
That's Angela. You know Lynn's sister's children, those two boys, yeah. What's it called, Rory and Connor?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, don't do that to Purvey. They looked at you, not hear you, but that's not... Don't. Rory and Connor went as well and they liked it, didn't they?
I bet they loved
it. And do you remember that room where you were playing with all the building bricks? It was like Lego, but they were rubber bricks and sort of foam bricks, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Stop! The name of the law, scratching!
Stepping around the law. Well, I don't think you're a scratching. Shh, Thomas! Thomas, not making such a noise, please. I don't think you're a policeman, you're a skip roller. I don't think you can arrest me. Do you?
Well, come on, Danny.
Yes, I could be a policeman. Traffic police. Right back. Whoa, stop. Right, you're just bringing one brick now. No, don't, Thomas, that's annoying. Turn it off.
Stop it, people, I'm just going to drop one more thing off.
Mm-hmm. You have a drop of flipping that.
Stop
all
this. Stop all this.
Thomas, away from Purdy, please. Smooth, right? And she's even noticed for that time.
Guide me.
Okay. I'm going to put your knee nails on. Right, back. Okay, come on. Whoa. Stop. You've been about to just a skip on, haven't you?
Well, come on.
It's making too much noise.
Make everything with this.
I don't know what you mean.
Like this. You can make one of these ramps.
A ramp? It looked like a wigwam when you had it stood up like that.
Or
a tea. For...
No, not a tea.
A tea for a tennis. It's a cross.
Or bun.
Oh, what, cross bun? Got some little pieces of bun and you've made a cross. Hot cross bun. One a penny, tin a penny, hot cross bun. If you have no daughters, give him to your sons. One penny, two penny, hold crossbones.
Or you can make a little sailing boat.
You could.
Build anything.
What did we make him? Made a song at Mum's Tots about, do you remember when we thought we bought hot cross buns and when we got them home they were just tea cakes without crosses? They weren't hot cross buns, were they?
Hot cross buns. I'll show you. Hot cross. You just listen. Hot cross buns. And very circus my hot cross buns have not got a cross.
That's right. Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. I am very cross. My hot cross bun has got no cross. Was that what it? I am very cross, my hot cross bun has got no cross. Remember that?
Mm. Well, Granny needs to help the crayon.
Mm.
We need to guide the crayon through.
We've got a crane here now, haven't we?
Yeah, crayon.
I don't think we really needed the crane track, do you?
Guide me in.
Okay, where are you coming, Mr. Crane?
Yeah.
Why are you coming here?
To lift things with us, let guide me feet, please.
I will keep going. Lots of funny noise. Keep going. Right, you better stop again to hit the mixer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, come on. No one makes it
good. You know before I asked you if you'd enjoy your lollipop from Marks and Spencer. Mm-hmm. It was this that reminded me. This looks like the lolly stick that you had in Marks and Spencer's. I think this is actually up for a flag, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so is there anything you can hook? Oh, I know what you could hook.
I know what I could hook.
A ladder from the fire engine, look.
What I could hook?
Or that, yes. That's a good thing to hook. What could you pretend that was?
A barrel.
A barrel?
Of beer.
A barrel of beer. It's actually a very, very tiny kaleidoscope, isn't it? It's only about the size of my thumb. I think it's a different sort of kaleidoscope though, because it doesn't really look at patterns, but whatever we point it to, it distorts the shape of that thing. So
and it makes hundreds, like, I'll put it... Whoops.
So just be gentle, otherwise you end up breaking the hook. That's it, gently ease it after. That's it.
If I put it onto the... lots of telephones.
That's right, yes. If you look at Purdy with it, it makes lots and lots of little Purdy's, doesn't it? It's rather nice. Did Len give you that?
Yeah.
Why do you think Len bought it?
Didn't buy it, I stole it.
Don't be silly.
There's lots of meows! You put it onto the crayon.
Oh well. Let me just have a little look.
On the crayon.
Oh goodness me! What a lot of cranes! It looks like doing a dance. Look at that.
Let's see.
Yes, if you just look at it straight and you see lots of cranes, now twirl it round. It's like doing a dance, isn't it? It's a lovely little kaleidoscope, that.
He looks one's in the middle.
Yes. No, Lynn gave it to you. She gave it to you with that whistle as well, didn't she?
Look at all those trees and skip toys. Mm. You see the skip toys?
And you always wanted a lot of toys, don't
you? Have you seen skip toys?
Oh my goodness. Now you can look at this and pretend you have hundreds of toys. And I've got so many cats, I can't fit. I've got so many pussy cats. And she's asleep there, you'll believe Wellington, so I've got lots and lots of clothes of Wellington. Oh no, I've got rather a lot of Thomases.
Oh,
steady. Oh, love, you're out. Never mind, you're mad.
I need to give me on you.
Can I just read it? Just a second. Just want to see if it was just made in China. I wonder where it was from.
Oh my gosh, look at all those faces.
You see, I've got my tongue out. Look at the sun, not directly in the sun, but can you see the shiny bit in the sky?
Look at this, mine.
What's it, your face? I can see you put your teeth.
Put on the sun.
I'm just putting some sun to see. The sun isn't really very bright. Oh, wow.
But I
want to
see sunflower.
It reminds me
sunflower.
Of when you're in an airplane seeing the sun, right?
Oh, but look at all these flowers. Look at all these sunflowers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I like a lot of birding. That's nice. Oh, what a cheesy grin. And a big tongue, you cheeky monkey. Thomas.
Do it again.
No.
Let you open your mouth wide. No! We got tampons.
It's just a simple, simply old thing.
Let's see your hair.
It's the simplest
thing. Oh gosh, your hair's blue.
My hair's blue? Why did my hair blue? My hair's blue. Oh, because I'm sitting in a blue chair probably. What did you ever play with the loops? Thomas. What did you play with the loops house?
Kaleidoscope.
Oh, you didn't play the kaleidoscope.
Nothing.
Get down. Get down. I don't know what you said.
Loops kaleidoscope was green.
Was it? Well, this one's a new one. You didn't get this from Luke, so we've had this a long time.
Well, I've just had a lot.
So did you play with Luke's walkie-talkie,
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh.
Look at all these shorts.
You see what Thomas the Tank Engine.
I love those birdies.
Yes, I like all those little birdies.
I can see all these new things.
Oh my god. Excuse me, don't say that, please.
Oh my god. Okay.
Thomas, do you
look at that wings. Look at
the swings. The swings and slides. Looking similar here. Linda talking.
Hello.
Oh, shh, Thomas. I think she's obviously talking to someone on a mobile phone, isn't she? This is funny, Thomas. Just twirl this round at the light switch in the dolphin. And it looks like there's lots of swirly dolphins. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the coffins.
Yes, I know. It's strange, isn't it? Right,
I'm going to look at the diggers.
Are you? Could you answer me this? Did you play Luke's walkie-talkie at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Are you going to tell me about Luke's? Was Grace well behaved?
No.
No?
Mum, I wanted you just to come.
And was Luke's brother there?
No. Mum, no, come on. Billwood.
Billwood? Billwood?
Billwood? Come on, Billwood!
Well, I wasn't a builder a few minutes ago. I was reversing. And it was a parking attendant.
Well, you helped me from part two.
So I'm a general assistant, am I?
Yeah.
Well, I've builded that. I'm sure I should have said built rather than builded. I've built that. There we are. I think I need to pay rise for being such a good builder.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, Thomas, don't do that.
Oh, just pretend. So, oh, no, not again. Said, look at all my nice work, boss. And then he said, that's not nice work.
No. I think we better just turn it off. Linda's Linda's talking outside, that's rude. No, don't touch that, please. No, that's not where you turn it off. There's an explosion.
What's an explosion? Nobody wanted to see this, didn't they? They went wrong. Then you did, and then you waited.
Right, just be careful with this time. If it makes too much noise. No, Thomas, please, if you're doing that, I'm stopping playing. You're playing with your train set now, and it's quite late. It's very nearly bedtime. We've had a busy day today, haven't we? Mm. I stopped the tape then because... I was talking on a mobile phone. And I think we could hear the conversation. It's a bit rude to sit and listen, so I thought we'd better turn the tape off and just have a few minutes break. And I've come back and you're now playing with your train set, are you? Mm. Yes,
you should... With the explosion.
Well, I did. Just be careful though, Thomas, because when you bang things down on this wooden floor, we can't hear what you're saying.
What's that thing? It's exploding.
No, Thomas.
It's skips.
Can you not have a quiet explosion?
Hello?
Can you not have a quiet explosion?
No one else has a quiet explosion. No one has a quiet explosion.
Nobody else has a quiet explosion. Yeah, I suppose an explosion is a big bang, isn't it? But how come you had an explosion? What's happened?
Right, the builders, and it's lunchtime, and that's the builder. Builder's there, yes. Smooth, and then heard.
The builder was having a quiet lunch, and then that happened.
And then no!
And what was that?
The big train. Look what's happened.
What's happened? Your shoe nearly worn holes in your socks. Have you been outside a lot in your socks?
No.
They're not too small for you, are they?
No.
Because those socks... Don't stop. Thomas, don't. There's a little problem if you start putting things in. Need to make it a bigger hole. No, those socks, I think, are size 8 to size 12, shoe size.
Mum, they just... I can make it bigger now. Another train.
Oh gosh, yes. Considering what's in this engine shed, I couldn't get the words out there.
Engine shed?
What's in the engine shed? Ah, oh, little blue train. Look at your engine. A little blue engine. What we were saying just before that time, I forgot that.
What about big explosions?
You talk about explosions? No, but we were talking about shoe sizes, yes. Because you've got a size, but you're not a size 12. I didn't mean, yeah, don't you?
What's going to happen? Your boy said, can we watch this explosion?
Yes.
And there was a sign saying, no, one there, and then the train went to the only one.
Oh dear. But Thomas, would we know an explosion? I think explosions usually just happen, don't they?
Mm.
Something explodes and you can't sort of plan when it's going to happen. The only time I would imagine is, have you seen, do you remember we saw a picture, something on television quite a while ago about some buildings being demolished?
Yeah.
And they had a huge, bit like your toy crane, but instead of a hook, it had a massive ball on the end of the chain. And they wham! Bang this ball into the building and the building started to fall down.
On the baby's video, the train was rushing and there was a truck in front of it and it went...
Oh yes, yes. But that's what I mean, most explosions are caused by things that blow up or crashes, not planned things. Only certain things I would imagine are planned.
Thomas said, next watch is explosion, and you said no, but... Then he said, oh, okay. And then he tripped round the track. Then...
What round the track? He tripped round the track. He tricked round the track. What do you mean?
Tripping track.
Oh, tricky track.
And then he said, no!
Thomas, please, will you stop? Are you going to break it? No, I'm not watching anymore.
Why?
No, because you are going to break it. You're too rough. You don't do that.
A bomb's gonna blow up on this tree.
No, I'm not playing that.
A bomb's gonna blow up on this tree, playing. But Thomas said, there's a nice little bomb.
No, you've been too destructive. I don't like to see that.
Well, do you like to see a tree blow up?
No, I wouldn't like to see
a tree. But the tree's really good, the blow up one.
No, trees were down, blow down in the wind, or that's a lumberjack. They come along and saw them down to make wood.
I sawed them down.
Okay. I suppose a tree could be struck by lightning. That's another way a tree could fall down, crashing down. But usually if a tree's struck by lightning, it just kills it, and it doesn't. It wouldn't fall over quite like that. So.
And what's that?
And the wood's fallen as well. Presumably, was that a fence around the forest?
Yeah.
Well, if the trees all fall down quickly, it probably is not. The fence around the forest down, did it?
Well, you were walking around the fence and then you heard a big crash and wallop.
Dear, that would be terrible if I was walking near the fence and that came crashing down.
No, but you're walking in the jungle and you heard...
You're walking in the jungle?
Yeah, this jungle gate. And you heard bang! And you said, what is that? And you saw lots of things.
No,
and you saw lots of things.
Well, I think I'd be terribly frightened if I saw a house, some trees, a drain, a mixer, a digger, and a man, and fence. All lying there. I think I'd be very frightened and want to go home. Is there a train running on this track?
Yes.
Right, could I get in it please and go home? I don't like this anymore. Okay. I'm frightened. I want to get home with my little boy. My pussy cat and my husband.
When it, oh, look, he's watching.
He's watching. Oh, look at that. Purdy's boyfriend. Oh, and she's asleep and she's no idea. He is actually beautiful. He doesn't look quite as fluffy as he did. You feel safe up there. He's on Fred and Rachel's shed roof, isn't he, looking down? Yeah, I wonder if he's noticed Purdy. I don't think he's even noticed Purdy, do you?
Right.
See, that shed's quite nice. Purdy used to sit up there. I haven't seen her up there now for a few days. But it's quite nice because you can get to it easier by jumping on our table and then on the fence and then on the shed roof.
No, you go, jump on my bins, jump on the holly leaf, then jump on the fence, then jump!
What have we got in those green bins?
Toys!
We've got toys in one. One's full of things like your football and your lawnmower and your croquet set and things like that. And the other one, do you know what it's inside the other one?
Rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish. The black bin around the corner has rubbish in for the bin men. Now the green one has newspapers for recycling and junk mail. Daddy's here now.
Who is it?
Have you seen Purdy's boyfriend up there? Do you bang yourself?
I'm not sure.
Oh dear, I've had it all.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Right, Purdy's woke up now. Did you wake her up?
No, I don't think she's not seen the boyfriend.
I think she has actually.
Why?
I think she has.
How do you know?
Because she looked like she had when she looked up before.
Oh, neither.
It's a book called Freddy in Flight, but it's quite a long book, Tom.
Well, can you help me get this one?
I can. There's one where Lucy and Tom go to school.
Oh, Lucy and Tom.
Lucy and Tom go to school. Right, what have you done? You've got your, this is from your firefighters equipment, isn't it? Is it your breathing apparatus?
Yes.
And you've got a bit tangled up with it,
haven't you? Well, I'm a rookie on the light here, the chuff of the train.
Yes, I don't want the chuff of the train, but I don't want lots of banging and clattering. That was Nonna Beale behind that, isn't it?
No.
Because...
Where was your granddad?
Well, it's not my granddad, it's my daddy, your granddad. Your granddad.
Where's your daddy?
Well, he was there, I spoke to him very briefly. He's going to be on the radio tomorrow.
Why?
That's why I'm on the phone. Well, daddy is on the radio sometimes. Granddad is on the radio and the television sometimes.
Why is he on the radio? What's going to speak?
Yes, he's going to speak for a quarter of an hour or something. I don't know, we've got to listen to it tomorrow morning.
I woke up very early.
Well, no, it's not. It's on BBC 4, Radio 4. You know the station that Mummy listens to The Archers on?
What?
It's on that channel in the morning, quarter of an hour. So, we've got some tape somewhere in the bottom drawer. I'll have to make sure I've got a brand new tape and set the tape recorder going. Good. will actually be here in the morning.
You're on this train, aren't you?
Yes. No, Grandad and Grandma were both on the television a few years ago. The farm that Mummy grew up in was on the television. It showed the postman driving down the lane to deliver some letters, and Nana was cooking the meal. And they interviewed Grandad. But while they were going to interview Grandad, they filmed the postman delivering post, and they filmed Nana in the kitchen. And since then, Grandad's been on the radio quite a few times, but not for quite a few years, because he's had a stroke now. He can't talk like he used to.
Why can he not?
Well, because he's had a stroke and it's affected his speech and his memory. But obviously they decided he was well enough to talk for a quarter of an hour, and that's what he's doing tomorrow. So you're not the only one who makes tapes for people to listen to, are you?
Where's the other buffer?
What's the other buffer? It's there under your chair, look. It's attached to the end of the train track.
Not the other one.
It's behind you. Oh, it's attached to the other end of the train track. Somehow we've got the end stops from the racing track as well, not just the train track, the racing car track. What's that called, the racing car track?
The racing car track.
What's the racing car track called?
The
speedway.
No, it's the speedway.
Pardon?
Meant a Q-way.
A Q-way?
Meant a Q-way.
That's a made-up word.
It's not. And that's a meant a Q-way. You're going to the tennis sports line, aren't you?
The tennis sports line?
You're going to the radio. You're going to be on the radio.
Yes.
That's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to do.
So is that why I'm getting a train?
Yeah.
Well, I think the best place to get off the train will be Manchester Oxford Road, because what's opposite Oxford Road?
I don't know.
The BBC.
Well, you pretend you asked to go to Oxford Road.
Yes.
There's buses to Oxford Road, don't they?
Yes, but well, we also go to Oxford Road, don't we? Oxford Road Station. Has Luke got a train track, Thomas?
Yes.
Does he play with it?
Not much.
Not much? Does he not like trains as much as you?
No.
Has any of you just like trains?
Who?
Joshua.
Oh, yes. Joshy Josh.
Joshy Josh. You're not to meet up with Joshua.
Joshy Hoshy Bosh.
Joshua
Bosh.
Joshua Derlitz Morton he's called, isn't he?
Joshua Posh. Josh Posh.
Posh Josh.
Pardon?
Posh Josh.
Yeah.
Posh means, you know posh means, don't you?
Yeah. What's posh mean?
Posh means very posh.
What is posh?
Posh means well to do, you know, very, very smart, very, very posh, very posh.
This is the way to BBC.
Is it?
The buffers are at the BBC place.
BBC.
Radio 2.
And what do we listen to on Radio 4? Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum.
Ha! Yeah.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. What was that?
The lights, nice and easy.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. That's the Arches.
Yeah.
Now on a Sunday we have that programme on with nice music, because we go to bed listening to that, don't we? Do you know what that nice music is called?
No.
Classical music.
Are you on?
I'm on. I can't say, I'm surprised that little black engine can pull that big train. Won't you?
Stopped on the hill.
Yes.
You don't know why we've got to the
bridge. I don't know why you stopped now. Looks like some more trees have blown down there at the side of the bridge. Has it been a windy day?
Well, you knew it could pull it. You didn't know why, and then you looked straight ahead. There was a big sign saying caution.
Caution.
That's when I go. When I go in a buffer, or they go.
Well, what's the problem? Why is there a caution sign up?
You're going to go smash in there. there's a river, little river there.
Oh, I see.
And they'll go... But then, he closely just chuffed past it. He's going very slowly.
So he can approach with care, can he? So the caution sign didn't say no entry, it was just warning you that something was happening. To be careful.
We go into the flood one! Oh, we go to the smash one, actually.
So it has to change direction on the bridge.
Oh no! Look what's happened.
Oh dear, dear.
Oh dear!
We're going to have great problems with this track, aren't we? Tracks and explosions and trees blown down.
Well, this is a dangerous moment, isn't it?
A dangerous moment?
Look.
It's a terribly dangerous moment. I think the train might be derailed, isn't it?
Good
shot. Oh, goodness me. No, you see, that's good. Ooh, I didn't think the little engine would get this. I thought the carriages of the intercity might because there were so many wheels.
No!
I don't like dangerous moments, no, I can do without them, Thomas.
Uh-oh, you're going to the flood.
Oh, see, I don't think you can manage that.
They squished and then... No, not to the crash! And then the front wheels couldn't turn because he won. And then it switched to old track where a church was.
Goodness me. Oh dear, it's fallen off the bridge.
And I didn't.
Oh, Peggy, what's happened? Hello. Peggy's coming for a little look now.
Oh, she's wet.
And I think she's dribbled a little bit while she's been asleep. Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, you don't think she's been in the flood, do you? Is that why she's wet? Let me show you somebody. Listen, her admirer's... What are you shaking your head for? Look, her admirer's been outside watching you. Look, there he is. Can you see him? Look on the showroom. Look up there. He's right up there. Is that all she sees? He's yawning. Oh, have you seen each other? Oh, he's licking his lips. What is it, Perdita? Who is it? Is it your friend?
Is that the baby cat?
Well, sometimes...
Is that the one that scraped Kirby?
Yes, he dragged her over the wall once, didn't he? Well, twice, I think, actually.
Twice?
Yes, yeah, she's seen him now and he's seen her, so...
What? You were glad when... Was that...
Does that mean it's landed safely?
Well, that means... It's trying to get out of the flood. Okay, it's now top speed.
It's a pretty good shape, that train track, is.
Clickety-clack.
Over the rickety bridge. That's not that tree going to go to bridge. Trip-trap-trap-trap. Pop and skip. Rickety-clack. Over the rickety bridge. Do you remember that one?
Yep.
Skate like candy.
Trickety-track.
Right, push that figure out. You're talking the road.